I'm Carrie Bringhurst. You're listening to All Things Considered. Lawmakers representing both the House and the Senate from the Democratic Party met today to introduce what they're calling the Best Schools Initiative. I spoke with Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck about the initiative.
So the main things that we're trying to do is want to make sure that every child has four things. We want to make sure that every child has a great teacher. We want to make sure that that child has individualized attention. We want to make sure that child has a world-class curriculum, that they have neighborhood support.
Now, there are a variety of bills, also some resolutions, some dealing with having more of a green environment or designing and constructing practices of green schools. Mm-hmm. And there are some that are more specific. Out of all of these bills that are being proposed, which do you think will have the greatest effect or impact?
The thing that's great is we just have a little bit of everything, and so that there is a very holistic approach to improving our schools. But of course, one of the challenges we're going to obviously run into is our colleagues and others in the community saying, this is a great idea. I think everybody's committed to this, but how are you going to pay for it? And I think probably the most intriguing and innovative piece of the package is probably Senator McAdams' bill on education fund revenue reductions, trying to find a way to rework our tax structure so that we change the way that individuals pay their taxes and reduce the type of exemptions that we have for our state taxpayers, not to overwhelm them all at once, but to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share into our education system via the income tax structure. We're also looking at, I believe, freezing at some point property taxes or, you know, minimizing the impact of property taxes on how we utilize that portion for capital improvements for our school systems. But again, it's incremental so that it won't be quite so painful. But I think that overall, when you've surveyed Utahns, they're not as averse to looking at changing our tax structure if they know that the money that will be reaped will go towards funding a number of these bills and resolutions that we're putting forward in terms of improving the school system.
There's a bill that is being proposed that would deal with class size reductions in grades K through 3, one that would try and incorporate paraprofessionals for struggling schools and teacher mentoring bills. So a variety of issues related to education.
Right, definitely. I think the thing that we feel extremely proud of is a lot of our colleagues in our two caucuses know what it's like in the trenches. I mean, we have a number of educators that are members of our caucus that have brought forth these pieces of legislation. I mean, for example, the teacher mentoring bill that you mentioned, that one's being sponsored by our veteran teacher, Representative Carol Spackman-Moss, and again, someone who has been in the trenches and knows how having the support for teachers makes such a difference in the classroom and in the quality of teaching that occurs. Basically, what it would do is implement a program called peer assistance and review, again, using expert teachers to conduct regular evaluations for novice teachers and underperforming veterans. And although it places much of the evaluation responsibility on peers, it does require a team of teachers and administrators to manage it. But I think the thing that is most compelling for me as someone who is not an educator is you have people that have the expertise of being in the classroom, providing some ideas for solutions to make our schools better and our classrooms better. Here we have wonderful teachers like Senator Karen Morgan and Representative Spackman-Moss and Representative Brian Doty, to mention just three, who have those school-based experiences. And I think it's wonderful that they're coming forward with some really good ideas of how we can improve our school system.
So as we head into Monday, what will be the first step in trying to see that this package of bills and proposals are moved forward?
Well, I think the most important thing is it's great that we're working as a team together, as caucus team, and as we bring colleagues from across the aisle that care about this issue as strongly as we do. In bringing these bills forward out of rules and into committees so that the various stakeholders can talk about them, that they can be vetted and their dialogue can begin about which one of these things, which one of these bills, these proposals would be the most effective to bring out of the queue first. And I'm hoping we can get all of them passed as we always do. But, you know, it'll be a great conversation, I think, to talk about some great ideas and looking at some of our challenged and marginalized populations and why they're not having access that Brian Doty and Senator Luz Robles are moving forward. But, you know, we'll just let them be vetted and aired in the court of public opinion. We invite our constituents and people who care about improving our educational system to most definitely come up on the Hill and have that conversation with us.
We've been speaking with Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hauck of the Democratic Party. She will join with other lawmakers Monday as the session begins, and they introduced today the Democratic Caucuses of the Utah Legislature, the Best Schools Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us.